Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, and now a new radio station signal joining us, 94.9 FM. We have so much entertainment and so much information that the other radio stations, God bless them, they were doing their best, simply could not carry all of the everything that we are offering. So we needed more radio station signals to help spread the load about to, broadcast. I don't know. I'm just making up stuff now. That's all. I have no idea what I'm talking about. All right. But I do know that we're going to be doing open phones now. So if there is something that you would like to talk about, something that bothers you, concerns you, or just you just found interesting, and you want to talk with someone about it, and you just can't find anyone to listen to you, your spouse, your kids, your boss, your whatever, here I am. I'm right here. The Dimitri Hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. If you want to donate clothing for this poor new weather guy on Channel 7, by all means, please do so. Tell me what you'd like to donate. So far, we got a blue Nehru jacket, a brown Nehru jacket, also bell bottoms and a paisley shirt. Let's start here. Line one, you're on Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Taylor.
Taylor, okay. And where are you calling?
Dimitri.
Yes. Oh, the Taylor?
I was on with you last week.
You're the one who was chewing gum on the show.
That's
live?
Right. And I made you. That's who this is. I came in last week with Dirk Davis and Pete Busack, and we were talking about the Union Local Jet, and I forgot to ask you something.
Yes, what?
How many stars were on the flag when you were born?
What difference would it make whether it was 13 or 48? What difference?
I was just curious.
All right, it was 48. So there, you happy? There were 48.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
You do
48,
you
right?
You do that. You smart.
I have been thinking about that all week.
48. Okay, there were 48, but then they added Alaska, and then they added Hawaii, which brought it up to, 48? 49. 50. Brought it up to 50. So I'm glad to... Go ahead.
Is that a little shock when you answered the phone? And yeah. I'm asking how many stars were on the flag when you were born?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am smartass. Actually, I am. So anyway...
A little bit of a reality check for you this Tuesday morning.
More than I actually wanted, but that's quite all right. So open phones, my luck, you're the first one on. And anything jump out at you? Anything that you'd like to talk about? Anything you found interesting that we could share with our listening audience? Hold on, there's a fly in here again. Hold on.
Oh, here we go. I might get you a fly swatter.
No, seriously.
When's your birthday?
Spray. I don't tell people when it is because I get too many gifts, but I'll tell you off the air and you can just give me a cash, either cash or either a gift card. But cash is always better. But no, I need a spray. Honestly, we got flies all over the studio now. Someone eats, I think someone eats here and makes it like a kitchen or something. And then we get ants and we get flies. It's really disgusting beyond belief. But anyway, so what do you want to talk about here? Because we got so many other phone calls coming in as well for open phones. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I've been following in this last week, the Brian Koberger case, which is out in Idaho, the four college students who were brutally murdered.
Oh, yeah.
A terrible, terrible tragedy, yeah. And he just recently had his sentencing, I believe it was on the 23rd of July. And he, the families were able to give, victim impact statements, and everybody's been talking about... Kaylee Goncalves's sister, Olivia, who gave her statement, and she tore into him something fierce.
I saw that on YouTube. It was brutal. My goodness,
it was. I mean, she just annihilated him with her words. And for a narcissist, I wondered to myself, is he really taking it in? Are her words really cutting through to him, or is it just, as a as a sociopath would think, nothing. It doesn't affect him in any way. And her words were so sharp that it was almost poetic.
You know, it's interesting you raised that. We'll get to the poetic part, but you raised a very interesting question, because if you're a sociopath and you're narcissistic, which I guess they are, it's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about me. So he's actually getting a tremendous amount of attention with these victim statements. So in his crazy warped mind, hey, I'm the star here. I'm getting all the attention. He may actually have liked this.
I've thought that to myself as I watched the statements. I'm like, he has no regard, obviously, for human life. So why would he have any regard or thoughts toward anyone's opinions of him?
Unless
I think it all just kind of depends on how he feels about himself.
Well, yeah, and if he wants publicity, if he wants to be the center of attention, well, he got that, even though he was very stone. He'd be a great poker player, because you would have no idea what he was thinking. I mean,
right.
This guy, stone cold, you no tells whatsoever. So what did you think about her verbal beatdown of him?
I thought it was interesting. I did. I thought it was interesting. Again, for me, it seemed a little poetic. And she didn't give him what she wanted, or what he wanted, excuse me. She didn't cry. She didn't scream. She wasn't full of anger, but she cut him with his words. And again, like I said, he's probably having no regard for this, but, you know, when you have an egomaniac like him, it probably didn't sit with him in any way. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
it probably didn't even affect him in any way. And I did read, going off of, you know, the fact that he's an egomaniac, did read that just before the murders, he was on Tinder trying to hook up with people.
What?
And a woman had forward.
Wait a minute. Slow down. Tinder, the app, the dating app where you swipe right or swipe left in order to hook up with someone? This serial killer? Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Now, could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine matching? They call it matching with someone on Tinder. And then a few months later, you find out that he murdered four innocent kids.
Oh, man.
They may have been in college. They may have been over 18. But, you know, they're still kids.
It's a shame he couldn't match up with a female serial killer, because I thought that would be a great date. Awesome.
Maybe like Eileen Wuornos or something.
Yes, monster. Absolutely. But my God, your references scare me now. Your references start to scare me. Who the hell are you, Taylor? Jesus, who are you?
It's interesting to me. I hate that people do it, but I do find it interesting when it's all said and done. It's terrible to say, I know.
Let me ask you this. I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
You intrigue me in a way like a car wreck intrigues me, where I have to slow down and look at it. You seem to know a lot about Tinder. I got to ask you, were you ever on Tinder? And if so...
I have been.
And
which I know is you know,
happened?
For you, it's a hard concept to grasp, because I'm sure back in your day, when you went to date, you had to put an ad in the newspaper.
Maybe. But you were on Tinder.
I have been on Tinder.
What was it like? Did anybody swipe right?
It can be scary.
Did anybody?
It can be scary for a woman, because you don't know who you're meeting. You know, somebody says that there's somebody online, that doesn't mean who they are in real life. So if I went on a date, I'd be sharing my location with my girlfriends, and I'd be telling them the name. And once I got there, I'd be sneaking a picture of the license plate, you know, in the parking lot. I don't let anybody pick me up, especially not on a first date.
Well, don't bury the lead. Obviously, you've had some experience. What was the best or the worst Tinder date you ever had?
Well, I mean, I went on a Tinder date with a fella, and I ended up dating him for 4 years. That was probably my most tragic Tinder date.
Why was it tragic? 4 years?
Oh, it was a terrible relationship.
How so?
So it was tragic. But I do...
Whoa, hey, I asked you a question. Don't you switch gears on me. 4 years, and it was the worst, so you got to tell me, what exactly... Did you have to pay for all the dinners, or what?
No, he was mean. He was a mean guy.
To you?
Just me. I mean, yelled at my family on Christmas.
Well, I don't know your family.
I mean, he was a mean guy.
I don't know your family. I do I'm starting to know you, so I'm beginning to have a degree of empathy for this guy. I could actually see that in, you know, some storyline. But did he do anything else?
Imagine, you know, 15 other people that are just like me. Maybe I'd yell at them too. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. But oh, my God. Yes. Yeah, really. Well, then why'd you stay with him for 4 years?
I don't know. I was young and dumb, but I did have a stalker once.
Excuse me?
I had a stalker a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Had to go to court and everything.
Seriously?
He wanted me to, seriously.
How did he find you? How did he find you?
I host a couple local events, and I'm, you know, I'd say I'm well-known in the community, and I sing. I don't know if you know that, Dimitri, but I do sing.
Okay, do you sing well, though?
What's that?
Do you sing well, or you just sing?
Oh, I sing well.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I'm not to toot my own horn, but I do sing well.
All right.
Well, this fella,
yeah.
He caught wind of that, and he wanted me to be in his band, right?
Okay.
So he calls me at my job, where I was working in law enforcement at the time. I wasn't a law enforcement officer, but I was within the agency. Calls me at work, asked me to be a member of his band, okay?
All right. What was the name of the band?
I say no.
What was the name of the band?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no, I'm pretty sure it was the Crazies.
Okay.
If that's probably the band name. But he calls me at work, and I turn him down. I said no, and I said, you know, it's out of line for you to call me at work. Well, I show up, I get home from work a couple of nights later. I was working night shift at the time. There's a note on my door with money in it, and it's from him. Trying to get me to be a part of his band.
How much money?
So, $60.
Well, $60, I'd be a member of his band for $60.
That's true. That is true. So, yeah. $60. So, I get a hold of a couple of my friends, at the office, and I say, hey, I need you to kind of put a stop to this. And they tell him, you know, leave her alone. She doesn't want to be in your band. A couple weeks later, Dimitri, I find $80 in my mailbox.
Good Lord.
And I know. And then, I remember this, it was in December, he showed up at my door, knocking on my door. And he ended up going to jail, because he would not leave me alone.
That's unbelievable. What'd you do with all the money? What'd you do with all the money?
It was evidence.
Oh. Well, yeah, but after the case, then you got the money. What'd you do? Go out to dinner or something?
No, I never got the money.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Oh,
never got the money. I should have just kept the money.
Because
I could have used that money.
Really, no question. Hey, one last thing. I shared a video of two bizarre guys cutting down a tree and using a refrigerator to do that. What was that all about?
Those are my wonderful, wonderful uncles.
That's part
James
of your family,
Phillips
like for Christmas?
John Phillips. That's family.
Okay, were they part of that thing at Christmas where your ex-boyfriend yelled at your family? Because now I can understand why.
They were.
Okay.
They were.
Well, now it all makes sense.
They're always into something. People should really check out that video that you shared, because you watch something like that and you just go, wow.
So these guys used a refrigerator to chop down a tree? What the hell was that?
No. It's just my uncles, they seem to get a little sidetracked. When you've got one project that you need to get done, which is, in this case, cutting down the tree, you got to do like 8 other side projects to get that one project done.
Difficult to stay focused on one thing. They have attention deficit disorder.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're supposed to be cutting down the tree, but yet we're cleaning out this little mini fridge because there wasn't very much space in the freezer. I don't get it.
They looked like extras for a remake of Deliverance. That's what it looked like to me. It was like the only thing missing was like a retarded kid with a banjo, you know? It was so bizarre. I was just bizarre. Hey, Taylor, you were great here for Open Phones. I appreciate that. Call in almost any time if there's no news and I'm desperate for help. And stay in touch, okay? Is there anything you want to tell our listeners?
I'm going to tell your listeners to have a good day and keep coming back just in case they get to hear the real entertainment again.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Taylor.
All right,
have a great day.
Hey, Tree.
Bye-bye.
You too, bye.
This pains me to admit. She actually sounded pretty good. Lots of attitude. Can't say that I like that. But I can understand a boyfriend. But can you imagine dating her for 4 years? I could see a boyfriend yelling at the entire family on Christmas Eve. I could see that. Especially after seeing that video of her two uncles or whatever they were. I mean, honestly, it looked like they could belong in a remake as extras a remake of Deliverance. It was unbelievable. It really was. And you don't know whether to laugh or cry going, oh my God, this is really funny or really sad, or are they all inbred in her family or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, there's that. All right, take a short break here and so much other stuff to get to. You know, I haven't given away a prize. I'm going to go to the prize vault here at Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. We're going to be giving away a prize. Yeah, that's it. The Dimitri Hotline, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And we'll get a nice, put together a nice prize package for you. And then maybe, well, you know, we've had some problems because we have only, we say just the 10th caller. And some people have been monopolizing it, and so calling two or three times. So I think we're going to extend it maybe to 20, the 20th caller. I think that'll give more people a chance to win. So that's coming up. I have no idea how this is going to work out. Oh, by the way, for the wardrobe donations for this poor kid on Channel 7, the weather guy, Margie, is saying that she is going to be donating love beads to go along with the brown Nehru jacket and the blue Nehru jacket and the bell bottoms and the paisley shirt from Treff Dog as well. So I think we might be onto something here. Help this poor kid, Channel 7. No wardrobe allowance. Absolutely unbelievable. Dimitri, live and dangerously local.